This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Reformation, Providence, Salus, the militia line. Goodness gracious, it goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I have been involved and carried handguns either in a professional capacity, a la the military, or as a civilian since I was 23 years old, which is now 35 years. Over the course of time, a few things have changed. But whenever I'm approached by a newbie, like somebody new to carrying a gun, I get asked what is the most important skill that I could pass on, that I could suggest to somebody who's new to this. And each time I get asked this, and this, I've been asked this a few times, it makes me think. And the answer then is the same answer it is today. Being aware and having a decent mindset. Now, believe it or not, most people that have a concealed carry permit today have never been in a violent encounter or even a fist fight. And over the course of time, with every instructor I've been with, and with all the things that I've trained to do, I've always covered this syllabus that covers awareness and mindset, regardless of the platform, whether it's pistol or carbine. There's several issues to consider, like warrior mindset, both definition and application, the OODA loop, history, usage. Then you've got the color codes of awareness, a la Jeff Cooper, the history and the usage, how it applies to everyday use. Then on to the dynamics of a violent encounter or patterns of conflict. And the final piece of this puzzle is the biggie, the big important piece. It is to know what the tells of a violent encounter with another person looks like. A tell is a term you get out of poker. It's an indicator to you that something is happening. A tell, in this particular case, will give you an idea in advance of a violent encounter. A violent criminal does not start a violent encounter in a vacuum. There are many telltale signs of the oncoming violent encounter, but you need to know the signs, or the tells, as you would. So, verbalization would be one, and I'm not going to use the bad words, but I'm going to kick your butt. So you think you're bad, you're going to be sorry. Those are easy ones. But they can be very offsetting also. But, hey, can you help me out? Have you got any spare change? I need some help. Those are meant to get you to lower your guard gain sympathy, and they want to get inside your personal space. Then there's visible overt awareness, visible weapons, unusual nervousness, hidden hands. Then there's the assumption of a fighting stance or a bladed stance. They might seem to be looking around to see if you're alone, no witnesses, looking for an escape route, a possible assistant assailant, overall assessing their battle space. Then there's, once again, the invasion of personal space, change in body language, clenching of jaw muscles, clenching and unclenching of the fists, blinking eyes unnaturally or squinting. Eye movement changes from the normal 20 closures a minute. So staring hard at or through you is a tell. Aggression redirected to other objects or people, kicking cans, kicking or shoving chairs, smacking walls, breaking pencils or glasses and inanimate objects, yelling at others. Sweating is a tell. Heavy breathing. Lips parted to show teeth to intake more breath. They may be in a tensed up posture. Stretching back and arms, opening and closing elbows, head rolls, neck stretches. They may take off excess clothing. They may be pacing and finger pointing and shaking fists, over-exaggerated hand and arm movements. Their face may discolor. Normally it's going to turn red. And just the way they're dressed, or the way they and how they wear it. Two researchers found this out, Richard Johnson and Jasmine Aaron. In adults' beliefs regarding nonverbal cues predictive of combat, criminal justice, and behavior. Now, the important thing to realize is if you see these tells, you want to create space and time to make the attack easier to manage or to avoid, evade, and escape. You have to remember that violent encounters are a mathematical equation of time and distance. And the problem is that we don't know the digits until the encounter is over. But time and distance are either your friend or your enemy. If you don't have enough time and distance, then that is your worst enemy. If you make time, if you make distance, you create options. And that's the big thing. Now, why is this important? This is important because if you notice these things, this means you are aware. If you're thinking to yourself, okay, he's clenching his fist, he's pointing at me, yelling at me, he's taking off his coat. If you've been thinking about this, then you know to create space. Space equals time. And you want to do this prior to the attack. Now, if the attack begins in earnest, like me, okay? When I go to the gym nowadays, when I'm resting my chest on certain apparatus to do the lifting, the place where they cut my chest nearly 5 years ago hurts still today. I still feel it today. Probably somebody would say, well, that's not supposed to be that way, but it does. And I'm not going to let an assailant get two or three shots in on me before I'm bringing a gun up to, you know, to bear. I'm going to try to keep that from happening. And in order to do that, I'm going to create time and space. If I get the weapon in position and quick enough, then this guy's going to have time. I'm giving him the time and space to think about what he's doing. I'm actually doing him a favor. But awareness and mindset is more important than your holster, your glasses, your gun. If you have that, you've got a whole lot in the toolbox. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. General Patton, George Patton, he wrote of mounted swordsmanship. And he wrote that the best parry is a disabled opponent. And this same principle applies to political conflict. We on the pro-Second Amendment make the mistake of descending the Second Amendment right, a.k.a. preaching to the choir. Now, if you're listening right now, you don't need me to persuade you to support the Second Amendment. While the propaganda man, the undecided, or even the hostile voter whom we seek to at least alienate from the enemy does not own firearms and does not care about our gun rights. Our goal instead should be to prove to the propaganda man that the enemy leaders are dishonest, manipulative, and self-serving. This offensive, rather than defensive approach, destroyed the anti-Second Amendment Million Mile March more than 19 years ago, and it would discredit the counterparts today. 19 years ago. I was 39 years old. Some of you may not have even been alive when that happened in 2000. The Million Mile March, which was a project of the Brady campaign, declared war on the Second Amendment. They had about $5.7 million in support, along with endorsements from people like Hillary Clinton, Senator Barbara Mikulski, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Representative Gerald Nadler. It is conceivable that had the Million Mile March lasted into November 2000, it could have gotten a few hundred more votes in Florida to defeat George W. Bush. But they were discredited and disabled by a few grassroots activists and a newspaper columnist before it could achieve this goal. On May 10th, 2000, columnist J.R. Lab exposed the Million Mile March for promoting House candidates on its website using 501c3 tax-exempt money. They were also proven to have lied to its donors and volunteers about gun violence killing 12 to 13 children a day, which is true only if you redefine 18 and 19-year-old legal adults in a very violence-prone age cohort as children. Asking for money when you're lying never works out very well, even if a prospective donor agrees with your cause. And the same goes for trying to influence an election with tax-exempt money. The Million Mile March was so badly discredited that it liquidated in October 2001 and transferred their assets to the Brady Center to prevent gun violence. Former members complained, in fact, that their local MMM chapters disappeared and were absorbed by other anti-Second Amendment organizations. The group's 2000 Form 990 tax return says the group spent no money on lobbying, even though it said its mission was to lobby for gun control laws and bragged about doing it. There's even a photo of the group's leaders with three Democrat left senators. In part three of their 2000 Form 990 tax return statements about activities, they answered no to during the year has the organization attempted to influence national, state, or local legislation, including any attempt to influence public opinion in a legislative matter or referendum. They also declared zero in the lobbying expenditures by electing public charities in lines 36 and 37 relating to their lobbying expenses. So the Million Moms March's failure, therefore, had nothing to do with arguments for or against the Second Amendment, and everything to do with its abuse of the trust of its own donors, volunteers, and other stakeholders. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America cut its ties with the Million Mile March when the 501c3 issue came to light. And the liquidation of the multi-million dollar MMM, despite the sympathies of some of the Washington's most powerful people, shows that the best public relations technique therefore undermined the enemy organization not by arguing whatever issue is at hand, but by convincing the enemy's rank and file to walk away in disgust, which is what happened here. Their record of lying to the public and even to its own supporters can and should be trotted out for the 2020 election. Paltering is the telling of a literal truth with an intent to deceive, which is a practice in the U.S. Military Academy's honor code that they define as lying. Cadets violate the honor code by lying if they deliberately deceive another by stating an untruth or by any direct form of communication, to include the telling of a partial truth and the vague or ambiguous use of information or language with the intent to deceive or mislead. Joe Biden said, federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than three shells in their shotgun. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children. Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, 2013, he said, no one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. Both of these statements are literally true, but no second there is no Second Amendment right to hunt. And they can convey the deceptive implication that the Second Amendment is a right to hunt, which in turn supports their arguments for limits on magazine size. Nobody ought to need more than one bullet to kill a deer. If he does, he shouldn't take the shot, but he or she may need 10 or more to stop violent human assailants. Cuomo and Biden are both attorneys, so they cannot plead ignorance to the Constitution, which means they lied intentionally and knew they were telling a partial truth with the intent to deceive or mislead. That's what we have here. These two guys do not meet the very bare minimum standards of the United States Military Academy that they demand of an 18-year-old cadet, and they want to run the country. Yeah, Biden also lied about a man killing his wife while driving drunk, a false accusation of a crime, and except Biden waited until after the man was dead to vilify him. So we can't sue Biden over that one. Maybe instead of trying to fight them with facts, we expose them for what they are so everybody turns away from them. Just a thought. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee says Donald Trump has endured extraordinary attacks since he first announced his campaign for president.
What you've seen in this room over the past 2 weeks is a show trial, the planned result of 3 years of political operations and dirty tricks, campaigns waged against this president.
At the end of the fifth day of the public impeachment hearings, California Republican Devin Nunes called it a vast smear campaign as well. The lawmakers will now head home for the Thanksgiving holiday and not be back. Investors are tiring of the back-and-forth news on a possible trade deal with China. There were fresh reports of a possible delay in phase one of the trade deal, and Reuters says the deal may not happen until after the first of the year. Anyways, at the closing bell, the Dow lost 55 points to finish at 27,766, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. One of the silliest arguments you're ever going to hear. Ever. Made by gun control activists is that this isn't 1791 anymore, you know? The founding fathers could never have envisioned modern firearms. And they always finish it with, therefore, the Second Amendment doesn't matter today. And here we have the part that bugs me the most. You see, it's an absurd argument that's already been addressed by the Supreme Court, which noted in the Heller decision that the Second Amendment doesn't just protect muskets and black powder rifles, but extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. Now, here's the thing. Even though it's a silly argument, there are folks still making it, including Professor William Babcock, who teaches ethics. He teaches ethics. Yeah. Where does he teach at? So I don't send anybody I know there. At Southern Illinois University. Oddly enough, while the professor contends that the Second Amendment is about protecting the right to own a blunderbuss, he doesn't seem to think the First Amendment protects only those written materials produced on a hand-cranked press. That's the fun part. He writes, ours is not a nation where citizens belong to a well-regulated militia. As the Second Amendment states, instead we now have the National Guard, state police, sheriff's departments, and local police for our protection. By massively arming our citizenry, the effectiveness of our security forces is compromised. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is not only based on a time that is long since past, but that outdated right now threatens the safety of security forces and the public alike. Really? I never would have thunk it. Now, maybe Professor Babcock is unaware of both the unorganized militia and the concept of prefatory cause or clauses. Now, the unorganized militia consists of the body of people capable of bearing arms, and most certainly it still exists today. But the right of the people to keep and bear arms does not depend upon the presence of a well-organized militia. The well-organized and unorganized militias depend on the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed. Take the militia away and the right still exists. But poor Dr. Babcock, he continues on, and arms of today are something our founding fathers never envisioned at a time when it took some 3 minutes to load a musket. They never in their wildest nightmares contemplated a time of bullet-laden magazines and rapid-fire assault-type weapons used to slaughter many people in a few minutes' time. Well, there was a guy named Joseph Belton who, he believed he had revolutionized the flintlock rifle. In 1777, Benjamin Franklin recommended that George Washington purchase 100 of these guns made by Joseph Belton. It was written, I have discovered, Belton wrote to Congress on April 11, 1777, an improvement in the use of small arms, wherein a common small arm may be made to discharge 8 balls one after another in 8, 5, or 3 seconds of time. And Washington agreed to it. In May of 1777, he authorized Belton to make 100 of his rapid-fire muskets, but the plan fell apart even before it began when Belton asked for what was deemed unreasonable compensation for his work. So, yeah, they knew about the repeating rifle. They had something called the puckle gun, which was a 20-round weapon, belt-fed, I believe. And even if the Belton flintlock or the Ghirardini rifle, another early repeating firearm contemporaneous with the founding era, never existed, the Second Amendment would be just as valid today as it was in 1791. It didn't become an antique when Samuel Colt mass-produced repeating revolvers or when the Winchester repeating rifle came to the market. Or when semi-automatic handguns became more popular than revolvers. Or when AR-15s went on sale in 1964. Does Professor Babcock believe that the First Amendment is null and void? Void because the founders could never have imagined a time when people didn't write out their thoughts on parchment using a quill? Or published information while using a printing press that required physical distribution of copies of newspapers, letters, and pamphlets? Did the First Amendment become an anachronism when first radio, then television, and finally the Internet became the primary means of mass communication? The technological advances involving the First Amendment are much bigger than the technological progress made in terms of the Second Amendment right. But nobody argues the First Amendment is old and out of date. But to Professor Babcock, Second Amendment is past its non-existent expiration date. He writes, the double-barreled shotgun my grandfather fitted with his handmade curly maple stock in the 19th century, the Remington pump-action rifle, the automatic handgun, whatever that is, the revolver and the pellet handgun, these are all mine, as well as recollections of the marksmanship awards I once received. Now, though, we need to take whatever measures we can to have my own guns and those of all Americans removed from circulation. Will all guns ever be removed? Of course not. But every gun taken out of circulation means there's a better chance of a gun-related suicide might be prevented. And we not see stories in the media of yet another child gunned down as she tried to avoid a shooter. Let's try that with smartphones and laptops. We need to take whatever measures we can to have our internet-enabled devices removed from circulation. Will all smartphones be removed? Of course not. But every internet-connected device taken out of circulation is a better chance that child pornography will be prevented, and we not see stories in the media of yet another child exploited by adults online. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that Babcock would give up his internet connectivity in order to save a child from being sexually abused. In fact, he'd probably say it's crazy to try and prevent these types of crimes against children by banning hundreds of millions of people from going online, and he'd be right. But he doesn't see the similar insanity with trying to ban our way to safety by banning gun ownership. And the good news for Babcock is if he doesn't want his guns anymore, there's absolutely nothing stopping him from turning them over to the police. And the bad news for him is that there's something stopping him from mandating that everybody else do the same, and we're not getting rid of that constitutional protection anytime soon. Sorry, Doc. What's on the next lesson? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Recently, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was giving a speech to the Federal Society inside Union Station in New York City. And while this was happening, if you were outside of Union Station, you were treated to a giant TV screen playing Christine Blasey Ford's testimony against then-nominee Brett Kavanaugh. You know, that, you know, looking at that, you know, that's just a reminder that Kavanaugh's opponents are all inveterate liars who cannot be trusted to tell the truth about anything. So let's cover some of the left's lies about white privilege. In their now discredited book, The Education of Brett Kavanaugh, Robin Pagerbin and Kate Kelly describe a mythical Yale University of the 1980s, teeming with rich preppies swatting down the humble Puerto Ricans with their polo mallets. And the humble Puerto Rican in question is Debbie Ramirez, who didn't remember what Kavanaugh had done to her for more than 30 years until he was nominated to the Supreme Court, after which she spent 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, as the New Yorker put it. That doesn't sound like much of an accusation, but the left has a better method of deciding the truth. It's a very simple thing. Male, bad. Female, good. White, bad. Half Puerto Rican, good. Rich, bad. Poor, good. So, using that little equation, they set out to prove that Ramirez is as pure as the driven snow, except snow is bad because it's white, and that Kavanaugh is lower than pond scum. Ramirez is depicted as a plucky ingenue from humble beginnings who'd been thrown into a maelstrom of preppies at Yale. She often felt insufficiently rich, experienced, or savvy to mingle with her more privileged classmates, they said. Outside of a Hollywood movie set, no living American would recognize the place described by the authors. I mean, does Yale have any WASPs anymore, any white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? As proof of Ramirez's meager beginnings, the authors note that in the summer she worked at Carvel dishing ice cream. It's the hard knock life. By contrast, with his heaping hunks of white privilege, Kavanaugh luxuriated in mowing lawns in the summer, pushing a 100-pound thundering machine around for hours in the sweltering Virginia heat is far preferable to scooping ice cream at the air-conditioned Carvel stand. In Ramirez's working-class town, she enjoyed simple pleasures like swimming in their above-ground pool, taking camping trips, and riding behind her father on his snowmobile. Suspicious of this description of Shelton, Connecticut as working-class, despite the above-ground pool, parks, and snowmobiles, if you look at a New York Times column from 1986, you think you're living in Shelton, which is about the time Ramirez would have been at Yale. Start with the fact that Shelton was zoned for single-family homes on 1 acre or more. Not only that, but the town had their own tennis courts, a golf course, hills, woods, fields, lakes, and streams, as reported by the Times. Another crucial fact cited by Parkerman and Kelly to buck up their poor little Puerto Rican story was this. Ramirez had to take out student loans. Dun, dun, dun. In 1987, so did half of all college students in America. Apparently, the authors did not, in as much as they treat student loans as evidence of grinding poverty. And they seem to have settled on their hard luck story about Ramirez and then deployed to adjectives to make the facts fit. A leftist sprinkling of words like elite and privileged and working class and Viola. We have Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy in Trading Places, which is a movie that could not be made today. Or as the New York Times headlined in an excerpt of the book, Brett Kavanaugh fit in with the privileged kids. She did not. Actual fact is that Kavanaugh and Ramirez come from a very similar middle-class home. Maybe we should say solid middle-class versus slightly upper middle-class. Ramirez's father had a good job with the telephone company, and her French mother was a medical technician. Both Kavanaugh and Ramirez went to private Catholic schools. Admittedly, hers was just a plain vanilla private Catholic school, while he lived high on the hog at an elite private Catholic school. What are you supposed to think about people who take the time to write a book, then publish it, and they have so little comprehension of the very fact that they're reporting on? It's getting to the point where the only purpose of the establishment media is to alert us that there's a story about something. You'll see a headline, Carnage in Las Vegas, or How Voters Turned Virginia from Deep Blue to Solid Blue. And think to yourself, I'll have to look that up from a fair source. No wonder the social media companies are so set in their ways on purging conservatives from the internet. We now know about this handgun this shooter in Santa Clarita used. It was a 1911 in .45 caliber, which was reportedly cobbled together from parts, including an unserialized frame. That's what the California gun controllers, pretty much everybody in state government, have colorfully dubbed a ghost gun. Investigators are trying to determine who built the gun and how the shooter got it. It's still legal for individuals to build their own firearms in California, but they're now required to serialize them. Coming from Stephanie Dazio of the Associated Press, she writes, the teenager who shot 5 classmates, killing 2 at Southern California High School, used an unregistered ghost gun, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Thursday. He told media outlets Thursday that 16-year-old Nathaniel Tenasuke Burho, his .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, was assembled from gun parts that did not have a serial number. Burhau pulled the gun from his backpack on November 14th, his birthday, in an open-air quad at Saugus High School in the L.A. suburb of Santa Clarita, and in 16 seconds shot 5 students at random. At one point, the gun jammed up, but he quickly cleared it and continued shooting. Berhau counted his rounds, Villanueva had said, saving the last bullet for himself. Sheriff's Lieutenant Brandon Dean of the Homicide Bureau said in a statement that authorities do not know who assembled the pistol or brought its components. They have interviewed 45 people and searched his house, and they still don't know his motive. Berhau's mother, who packed him corn dogs, grapes, and homemade cookies for lunch that morning, had no idea what was coming, Villanueva said. Authorities said Berhau had shown no signs of violence and didn't appear to be linked to any other ideology or terrorist group. Right now, they are trying to work with federal authorities to unlock his mobile phone, Villanueva said. Berhau's father was an avid hunter who died 2 years ago. He had 6 registered guns in the family's home, but they were seized in 2016. Officials found several unregistered firearms in the home after the shooting and are working to determine where those and the weapon used in the high school came from. They have identified the dead as 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mulberger and 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell. That's it's I'm not going to say it's troubling. It's indicative. You can't stop this. You can't ban your way to stopping things. It's just not done. No matter what they want to say. And if this kid knew how to run and clear a jam or a stoppage in a 1911, clearly he had done this at least once. He clearly had fired this particular kind of gun at least one time. So we'll wait and see what data we get from this. We are headed into hour number 2. We're going to be joined by Rick Ector. It's time to go to Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.